You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the name of this segment is The Older You Get, The More You Dislike People.
It's pretty simple, right? Everyone's like, uh-huh, yep.
You were telling me you kind of feel this way.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should talk about this on the air.
Oh, really?
I don't really know. Well, it's new people that moved into my neighborhood. Like, I don't think they listen. I don't even know them yet. I've met them once, you know, brief conversation. But I can tell you with 95% certainty, I don't even like them.
Oh, my God.
I don't like them. There's just things already that I'm like, I am not going to be friends with these people, and I want nothing to do with them. I mean, is that bad? But it's the whole first impressions, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
I guess.
But I'm just like, I don't like them.
Well, it was funny because when you mentioned something about that, and I started reading up on it because I thought, this is really interesting because I bet a lot of our listeners raise their hands and say, yeah, as I get older, I just don't like people as much as I used to.
You're like people.
And it turns out there's all sorts of research on this. And there's like one person is saying here that it's because the first half of our life generally is spent as a very social being and trying to be accepted by, because it's the big thing, right? When you're an adolescent and a teenager and
you
want to
be liked.
You want to be liked.
You want to be popular.
But as you get older, you become quieter and more self-contained. They say, and you need less socializing in order to be happy. So would you like to hear their list of reasons why Dom and Jeremy listeners, as you get... Oh, and I did read this one thing that I want to share because I'm not a Facebook meme person. You'll never see me post some sort of motivational thing.
Yeah.
You know, which is the thing. But I do love this, that somebody was talking about how aging is living and that you should flip the script because the negative ageist perspective is to say, I'm getting older.
Okay.
But they say instead you should flip that and you should say, no, I'm living longer.
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute, but it also really makes sense. It puts a positive.
It does. I'm
something living.
You'd find on a vision board. Or
right.
Something.
I'm continuing to live and every
I'm
day
still
I'm just
here.
Living. I'm living longer.
Thank you for another day.
Yeah.
I still hate my neighbors.
Yeah. Okay. But so here's what. So they listed these reasons why, as you get older, you dislike people. Number one, the older you get, the more often people have let you down.
That is 100% true.
Right. So when you're 20, you might have been let down by a few people. When you're 40, you've had a lot more people let you down.
It's a bunch more, yeah.
Right?
The list gets a lot longer.
And so it becomes this cumulative effect.
Co-workers.
Right.
Companies, like in general, like products, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number two, you're just burned out. People get burned out at work or with their relationships.
You're just, tired is how I would call it. You're just tired. And burned out, I think, would fall under that umbrella. But yeah, you're just tired. And when you see people, you're just like, I just can't today.
Number three, you learn over time that people ruin the coolest things.
That's really good.
their explanation on there is, ever notice how it only takes one stupid person's actions to ruin a good thing?
Yeah.
I think you're going to want a ding for number four. You find that most people you meet are just boring as hell.
Yes, that's true. That's so true. It's the, hey, how was your vacation guy that you see in the hall? You know, it's that guy. And you're like, you're boring, dude. I'm not going to talk to you. Oh, God, that's so good.
Number five, you discover that 99% of the people you meet are fake.
That's a high number.
I agree with you.
That's
I think that's too high.
A solid 50%.
I was going to say about 40% are fake.
40 to 50% fake, yeah.
Were you telling me about somebody who's fake? Like, you were just telling me the other day, somebody that you know that's fake,
was I
excited and positive all the time.
You're right. right, I was.
You were just telling me. It's this person.
You just mouthed who it was. It's fake to an extreme. Yes, it's like it's the toxic positivity is what it is.
Yeah, which is a
it's
thing.
It's just too much. Everything is great. You're the best. This is going to be the best day ever.
And too
you're
much.
Like, and you're just like, shut the hell up.
It's too much, man.
I was hanging with this person, and I was like embarrassed to be there with that person because they were so just too much in your face of everything is awesome, you know? And I was like, I just wanted
Not
to leave.
Really, man.
I wanted to leave the situation.
Jeremy's like, I got a boil on my butt right now.
Don't get that rumor started. But I was just like, you're so full of crap right
What's
now.
What's funny about this is that you almost feel like you're going to get tagged with some sort of grumpy label. But I think the only people who apply that tag are the people with toxic positivity. They will, if you're yes. not like them, they will like, oh, why you gotta be so grumpy today? It's like, well, I'm just being a normal person today.
And that's, you know, it's funny that this came up because just last night I was complaining about a lot of things around the house. And my wife actually told me, she's like, you're turning into a grumpy old man.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, it hurt a little. It stung. And, yeah, I kind of feel like that. But it's like everything I was talking about and pointing out
was legit.
Was
right?
legitimate yeah. things that are truly annoying, that are truly, you know, causing issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how can I be grumpy when these are real-life things that are causing problems? I'm not being grumpy about it.
I guess you just got to parcel them out.
Annoyed?
Maybe what it is, you just got to parcel them out. You can't kind of unload everything at once.
You can't. And I think we can all just kind of sit back at some point and say we're just kind of sick of people sometimes.
Well,
You're just
that.
Sick of people.
Hells yes.
Yeah, there's times you just like being alone. I don't want to. I order my groceries now because I don't want to be around shoppers sometimes.
Well, you know, the funniest thing about this conversation. Here's the funniest thing. Just before we got into it, we said, we're going to be out at Lansdowne Arms this Friday. Come see us.
Oh, my God. Everyone except you guys that are coming to see us.
It's different with listeners.
It is truly different.
We're talking about just total strangers that you're never going to really interact with.
We're going to go out, have fun, and have drinks, and
right.
just BS. And
it's
that's
for
a good
fun.
Time, and it's summer, and it's a patio. I'm just talking about, like tasks that you have to complete, like everyday tasks now and with people annoy the hell out of me. Like shopping. I don't want to shop ever again.
Let me get through the rest of this list. Number six, you realize that dealing with people's drama is exhausting. Yes, I have a 20-year-old in my house.
Yes.
I could write a book.
I don't care about your problems.
I could write a book on drama, especially when she gets on the phone with her sister.
Ugh.
You become more introverted as you age. I do believe that. That's like we talked about how you're social as a young person, and then you kind of get into your ways.
You're setting. Yeah, that's the thing. You just get set in your ways.
Number eight is kind of dumb. Number nine, the longer you've been alive, the worse people treat you in general.
Oh, it's true, though.
Number 10, and I'll stop here. You have more empathy for animals than humans.
Yes.
I hear that all the time, too. People are like, I can watch a movie, you know, where people, you know, it's like some, you know, war movie, and you see people getting shot and everything.
Yeah, and the
but
dog
then
gets
I
hurt.
See a movie where a dog gets hurt, and I just like cry my eyes out
because they're innocent, they have no idea. And oh my gosh, I saw the funniest sticker the other day on the back of a car, and I was gonna make like a little stupid video about it, but it was just a sticker, and it says, what did it say? It was like, tell your dog I said hi. And I was going to shoot a video of it, but they, you know, they went through the yellow light and I had to stop. So I missed it because I was going to shoot a video of it and then go home and film my dog and be like, the person in the black Explorer said hi.